And welcome back in Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood in the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios, joined as always by Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. And Mike, let's go ahead and talk about the first semifinal game. Notre Dame and Clemson in the Cotton Bowl. Clemson, number 2, 13-0. Notre Dame, number 3, 12-0. Of course, Clemson won their conference championship game. Notre Dame doesn't have to play one. The Clemson Tigers are in the college football playoffs for the fourth straight season. This is Notre Dame's first appearance, but it's kind of going to be a little bit different look for this Clemson team because they've had some issues with the NCAA this past week.
Yes, sir, they did. Dexter Lawrence suspended, and I think that's a big blow to Clemson, and it should help Notre Dame running back Dexter Williams find some running lanes and maybe take some pressure off quarterback Ian Book. But even with Lawrence out, Coach, I don't see Notre Dame lining up and running between the tackles on Clemson. I think the Irish are going to need big plays downfield in the passing game.
Yeah, that Clemson defensive line, it's an elite group, and not only do they have great starters, they have great reserves. As a matter of fact, if you take Clemson's second-string defensive line, they could probably start it at 95, 96% of the colleges across the nation. You spoke about the Irish needing plays down the field in a passing game. They've been able to get that since Ian Book came in for Brandon Winbush in the Wake Forest game back about the third week of the season. Ironically, Clemson also changed quarterbacks about the third or fourth week. Trevor Lawrence, the true freshman from Cartersville, Georgia, he replaced Kelly Bryant. There's a big difference, though, between Clemson and Notre Dame and how this all was handled. Brandon Winbush, he stayed on. He is there as a capable backup for Ian Book. Trevor Lawrence, in the most physical game that he's played in this year, was knocked out against Syracuse, and Clemson did win that game at the last hour, so to speak, there on the last second drive. However, you know, they really don't have a capable backup behind Trevor Lawrence. So if something happens with Lawrence, that could swing the favor to Notre Dame here as far as the quarterback battle. But, you know, even given all that, you know, Vegas really likes Clemson right now.
Yeah, and, Coach, before I get into the point spread, that's a very good point you bring up because, hey, Alabama doesn't beat Georgia if they don't have the most decorated backup in college football history who stayed around because Georgia had Alabama on the ropes and they have that backup. Notre Dame has a capable backup and Clemson does not. So that's a very good point. And hey, Notre Dame's defense is good. I'm not saying they're going to go out to hurt Trevor Lawrence, but they certainly can get to him. As far as the point spread, Clemson's 12.5. You know what I think about 12 and 12.5? It's historically a very bad number for the favorite. I think Clemson is much the better team, but that point spread scares me.
I can totally understand that because this Notre Dame team, because they don't play in a consistent conference schedule, so to speak, every year. They do play. They do have an agreement with the ACC. They play so many games against ACC opponents each year. As a matter of fact, you go back just the Clemson's national championship year. You know, their really game that they were truly pushed on as far as let's say grow up as a football team and become a championship caliber team was against Notre Dame in a monsoon in Death Valley on a Saturday night. And that was the famous Dabo Swinney bring your own guts game. And if you people go back and look, they say that's really where this Clemson team changed from being a great team to a championship team.
Yeah, they had to be resilient that night. All the elements were against them. They were favored. Notre Dame had a good team. And look, this is not that. Remember last year, Notre Dame, I believe, started out 8-0 and then they had the situation where they went down to Miami and they got run off the field. But this Notre Dame team's been good for a couple of years. I just don't think they're at the elite level of Clemson right now. As you said earlier in the piece, Clemson, this is their fourth straight year to be in the top four.